Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I would like to bring into discussion today relates to the notion that if a person says the azan for 12 years, then paradise is guaranteed for him. Now, this is what is mentioned in certain narratives, and on the basis of these narratives, it is said that if a person is able to say the azan for 12 years, then paradise is guaranteed for him. Now, it needs to be first of all understood that these narratives, as has been specified by these authorities, that they do not hold any water, they don't have, they are absolutely not reliable, and nothing can be, no conclusion can be drawn on their basis. As far as salvation in the hereafter is concerned, as far as paradise is concerned, the Quran is absolutely certain about it, that a person who has faith, he does good deeds, he is the sole person who will go to paradise. So the conditions of going to paradise have been mentioned in the Quran, and in particular Surah Asr mentions them and says that faith, good deeds, and of course calling people to what is right and forbidding what is evil, this is something which brings a person to paradise. However, as far as this narrative is concerned, none of its variants is reliable, and it is reported primarily by Abdullah ibn Umar. And its variants contains personalities like Abdullah bin Saleh, and the other person who has been regarded as blameworthy is Abdullah bin Lahiya bin Uqba, and both of them have been regarded as unreliable by hadith authorities. Now, as far as Abdullah ibn Saleh is concerned, Az-Zahabi says that walahu manakir, which means that he narrates things which are strange and which are alien to religion. Similarly, according to Nasai, he is laysa bisiqa, that he is not at all reliable. And in the opinion of Ahmad ibn Saleh, he is muttaham laysa bishay. And Az-Zahabi says that Ali ibn Madini has said that he has not narrated anything from him, which of course points to the fact that he does not regard him to be reliable. And similarly, Ibn Hajar says that he is saduq kasirul ghalat. And he is, although he is saduq, but however, he makes a lot of mistakes. So, as far as the other narrator is concerned, who is Abdullah ibn Lahiya ibn Uqba, about him too, it has been specified by Rajal authorities that he is not reliable. Now, Bukhari reports from Humaydi, who reports from Yahya ibn Sayyid, that Yahya ibn Sayyid la yarahu shayin, that he did not regard him to be anything of any sound basis. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in says, la yuhtajju bi hadithihi, at one place, he calls him Zaif, at another place, and still at another place, he says, laysa biqaviyin fi hadith. So all these are very strong comments, which of course impugn his personality. And similarly, Darimi regards him to be zaiful hadith and says, laysa bishay, that he is weak in matters of hadith and he is absolutely unsound. So on the basis of this evidence, these variants, they stand as totally rejected, because the narrators of these narratives are not sound. So we can sum up by saying that this notion that if a person says the azan for 12 years, that paradise shall be guaranteed for him, this is something which has sprung from some narratives, and none of these narratives is sound. So therefore, this notion is totally unfounded. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.